Good morning. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, I was just, I have Malin gone to a homeowners meeting, and so I'm left to do this for the first time, so I want to make sure I get it all figured out.
What I used to do is, Ken, on all the conference calls all these years, I'd write these instructions exactly. Step one, pick up your phone. Step two,
That's right.
What we do for those we love.
So how's Mark doing?
Oh, my gosh. He is amazing. He's amazing. He's so excited. He wanted to go to a buffet, of course. We took him to Chuck-O-Rama. It's just funny. Oh, he's just awesome.
Okay.
And
he's
excited, so that's good.
When does he go home?
I think tomorrow.
Okay.
He was wanting to go to church and then
okay.
He
yeah.
Like, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good
Hi,
morning.
Who just joined us?
That would be Cindy Maddox. How are you?
Hey, Miss Cindy Maddox. How are you?
I'm just sitting here working on Limitless.
Oh, that is
Cindy's
great.
Cindy's in the house.
That's right.
She is in the house.
The
Hi, who joined us?
Good morning, Steve. It's Nancy in Florida.
Hi, Nancy.
Hey, Steve.
Camp Sally's son.
Who was that?
Sally Ann.
Hi, Sally Ann.
I have my husband picking up the kids so I could get the call.
Yay.
Oh, yeah, you never miss.
Good morning. It's Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. Y'all
How
packed and
you?
Ready to go?
No, I will be, though. I just got the itinerary. I'm very excited.
Oh, okay. Good. That'll be
yeah.
great.
Yeah. You ready to go?
Oh, you betcha.
Did you get
I may not come back from Canada, you know? I
yeah.
mean,
did the
they're
good
building
morning.
A,
good morning.
They're building a wall before the election up there on the Canadian border. And so I want to make sure I can still get up there.
Good morning, Liz, from Michigan.
Hi, Liz. How are you out in Michigan this morning?
Oh, hi,
David in Arkansas.
Good morning, Barb from Seattle.
Hi, Barb. Good to have you in
Hi.
Seattle. Who else joined us?
Tammy of Vegas.
David in Arkansas.
Hey, Arkansas's in the house. Hi, Tam.
Good morning.
Hello, it's Janice in Sirline.
Hi, good morning. Hey, Tam, we're thinking about coming down and doing a meeting in Vegas.
Yep, I'll be ready.
All right. I mean, before the end of the month.
Yes, sir. Looking forward
okay.
to it.
All right.
Hi, Steve. Dr. Laura, good morning.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Y'all packed? Ready to go, Quebec City?
we're working on it.
Good morning. Liz Perkins calling in from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey, Liz. I saw pictures of your team down there. Congratulations.
They're doing awesome. We're getting very
Hey, Liz,
sleep.
We're doing a meeting there. We're doing a meeting there in September. Let's talk later.
That sounds good.
That is great. Yeah. So
we
packed
do
out.
In Spanish.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo está, amigo?
I got it.
¿Cómo está, amigo Alberto?
Hey, Alberto. Hola. I was going to say speak of the devil, but that didn't sound right, so. Between Alberto and Sebastian, we can get most of our translation done, I think. How's it going, Alberto?
You guys are moving. You're going to need a lot. We're going to need a whole team of people.
Yeah, oh, that's the whole idea. That's great.
Good morning.
Hi, who else joined us? Hey, Mr. Ray, I just told Tammy we're coming down before the end of the month, do a meeting in Vegas, so I just want to give you a heads up.
Thank you.
You bet.
Hey, Ken Burgess and Mark Stone's on.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're going to give Mark the wrong impression here. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in the house, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's great. Who else joined us this morning?
Good morning, Sarah Wilcox in Ventura.
Ventura, good morning. Who else chimed in there?
Pam Hink from Utah.
Hey, Pam. You getting excited to go to Quebec City?
I am so excited.
Oh, that's great. You are going to love it, love it, love it.
Yes, I am.
And you know if Cass is doing that trip, that's going to be, you know, T's crossed, I's dotted.
Good morning, Carol from Arizona.
Hi, Carol.
Hello there.
Liz is down there doing meetings in Spanish, so.
Oh, very nice.
So, good Latino market down in Arizona. We welcome all
Absolutely.
Our new Latino distributors. Hi, who else joined us?
Diane in the UK.
Hi, Diane. Welcome from across
Hi,
the pond. Okay, so Malin's not on the phone this morning, so this is the first time I'm going to try to get this done. So please bear with me for 1 minute as I go out and mute this call and get it started. All right. Hopefully you guys can all hear me. If you guys can hear me, somebody who has my text number, would you please text me just to make sure I've done this right, not talking to myself? And that would be good. All right. Okay. Let me turn off. Thanks, Pam. Appreciate it. Thanks, you guys. Okay. Let me also do this here. Hold on. Okay. So good morning, everybody, and thanks very much, all you guys, for texting me. I sure appreciate that. Welcome to our Saturday morning call, and welcome to all our new distributors who happen to be on the phone this morning. And I hear somebody. Did I take it off mute? I might have. Okay.
That was me coughing.
Oh, okay, sorry about that, Sandy. Thank you. Anyway, good morning, everybody. And as I mentioned, Malin is not on the call this morning. We want to excuse Malin. In addition to all the other things that she does, she also happens to be on our Homeowners Association board here at our condo in Salt Lake City, and there's a homeowners meeting this morning that was a real critical homeowners meeting that she could not get out of. So that left me a lone man to do all these entry and exit chimes and everything else as we get started this morning. And also, Alan, who normally does the announcements, he is in Bear Lake this morning, so we're going to excuse Alan. But as I started looking at things, that means that I've got to make sure I get everything else done. But as I started looking at things this morning, guys, for those of you that qualified, next Saturday, we will be in Quebec City. And how fun will that be? We'll be standing there on the boardwalk by the Chateau Frontenac Hotel overlooking the St. Lawrence Seaway and walking through the cobblestone streets. And, I mean, it is one art gallery, and then it's a great outdoor diner facility, and then there's an antique shop, and it just happens over and over again. You guys are going to be so excited. Everybody's speaking French, but they all understand English. You're going to get 25% more on the exchange rate for the American dollar. It's very safe. It's a wonderful, wonderful trip. So congratulations to those of you that qualify for Quebec City. For those of you who want not to miss a trip, keep in mind that we're going to Cancun next year, and we qualify through the end of December. And for those new distributors that are on the phone, you need to understand that the first month you sign up, you also get double points towards that trip. And so, you know, that's something that's very feasible, and that will be an awesome trip too. I was mentioning Carol Ann Cass, as we call her. She does these trips, and she has been doing these trips. I've been watching Carol Ann do these trips for the last 25 years, and she's probably the best events planner in the industry. And so we're very fortunate to have her. So we're going to have a great time up there. So, okay, so I just wanted to go through. Oh, one other thing on those of you going to Quebec City, please, please, please don't forget your passports. They won't let you in unless you do that. The other thing that's exciting to me is 3 weeks from today is college football season, but that doesn't have any impact on Limitless. I just thought I'd mention that. Anyway, broadcast. We had a repeat on the NSF Certified for Sport products. For those of you that missed that, that was a fun broadcast to do with Shan Lasek and Stephen Randolph. Those guys were really phenomenal, and I think it really helped people understand how cool it is to have NSF Certified for Sport products for professional athletes who want to make sure that they're not taking any kind of banned substance. And I think that was a fun program. For the rest of the summer months, we'll be doing repeat broadcasts until we get back into the September after the Labor Day weekend, when the kids are back in school and everything's kind of back to normal. But between now and then, we'll be doing repeat broadcasts on Tuesday night. Next Saturday, since a lot of the leadership will be out of town, we're very, very fortunate to have Liz Perkins do the broadcast next Saturday morning. And so, as you just heard, Liz is down in Arizona right now working with a brand new Latino group that we have down there that's doing very, very well. And so we're excited about that. And so safe travels home, Liz, and thanks for doing the training next Saturday morning. We sure appreciate that. And then a couple of things that I just want to stress. It's hard for me to believe, but guys, believe it or not, it's only 8 weeks till our next fly-in event. And that's October 7th and 8th. And so October 7th and 8th, as you guys know, we go out of our way to make sure that these fly-ins are incredible. We have great gifts that we make sure you get, because there is a charge of $25 to come to the fly-in. And if you register for the fly-in on October 7th and 9th, and all you have to do is go to Limitless Voice, and as you scroll down the Limitless Voice, you'll see the details on the fly-in for October 7th and 8th, and it says register now. You can click on there. It'll give you an agenda of what we'll be doing. But if you register after September 20th, it is $50 a person. So it's really, really important that you register before then so you can get the $25 price. And guys, this is a launch to your business. I'm sure Sandy's going to talk a little bit about it this morning as far as building your business and using things to help you build your business. But in my opinion, the best way I have ever built businesses, whatever business I've been in, is by having people be able to come into the corporate headquarters and tour the facility. And so, like, for example, it's so much fun to see new distributors come in. Matter of fact, Liz's group down in Arizona, a lot of them came to the business luncheon that we had just a couple of weeks ago, and as an outgrowth of that business luncheon, her group is exploding down there in Arizona. Yesterday at the business luncheon, we were very fortunate to have Mark Stone, one of our brand new leaders that just is coming into the company, attend our business luncheon yesterday from North Carolina. And Mark, welcome, and I know you're on the call, so we want to give you that Limitless family welcome. And it's exciting because when somebody comes in and kicks the tires and tours the facility, they can go home and with just an extra strength of credibility say, hey, I flew in, I toured the facility, it's amazing, it's almost 300,000 square feet, you know, I saw everybody, I got to meet the owners of the company, I got to learn about the compensation plan, I got to learn about these unbelievable products, and you go home empowered, because you know, this is new. You know, we're not even 4 years old. There are very few people. I mean, even though we feel strong on this call and we hear people calling in, you know, there's Diane over in England calling in, and then we hear California and Michigan and Florida and Las Vegas and Arizona, and we got all these people calling in from all over. But so, you know, we feel strong on this call, but when you go home, you know, a lot of you as distributors feel all alone out there. So when you have the opportunity to come to a fly-in, I just want to put in my plug that, in my opinion, it is the single best way to help you build your business and to get it launched and off the ground, and especially in those fall months that are coming up. So I'm excited about that. If you had the opportunity to go through the Limitless Voice, you'll see that we also have a contest going for August and September, that if you get 10 points, and those points can come from anything from getting new distributors, customers, everything that you'll have counts toward those 10 points. But, you know, you'll be able to come to what we call Brunch on Broadway, and that will be here at our penthouse home up on the roof. For those of you that qualified at the last fly-in for Brunch on Broadway, you remember we had Emmy Award-winning composer Kurt Bester, one of our best friends in the whole world. We were very sorry, I got distracted with some texts coming in. But Kurt Bester came and performed in our home on a piano and that we have that is one of only two pianos in the world, Steuben Steinway piano. And Kurt came in and performed, and we had brunch up on the roof, a catered brunch up on the roof outside. It was absolutely beautiful. And I'm sure you guys who came to that thought, wow, that was worth coming. So on this Brunch on Broadway, one of the things we're doing is we're going to be taking you guys up for a Sunday morning broadcast of the world-famous Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And that will be wonderful. It's a lot of fun. They do a lot of fun things. It's only a half an hour broadcast. And then we'll be coming back to have our Brunch on Broadway right after we hear the broadcast. But one of the things that we have that's really unusual that makes us extra special, I just want to mention that there's a building that was built in 1864, so over 150 years ago. It's called the Tabernacle, and we're going to be able to kind of go into the catacombs, so to speak, of the Tabernacle and tour the Tabernacle. You guys may not even understand how cool this is, but it is so cool. I was reading this morning, Frank Lloyd Wright, who is recognized as probably one of the greatest architects of all time, when he saw the Tabernacle, he said, this is one of the architectural masterpieces perhaps in the world. That's from Frank Lloyd Wright. And you're going to get to do something that people just don't have the opportunity to go under and have a tour. And we're only going to be able to take so many people on this tour. And I can't remember, I think it's the first 30 people that qualify will be able to. They just can't take that many people through this. So it's the first 30 people that qualify, I believe. And if I'm wrong on that number, I'll get back to you. But for the rest, They can come to the choir broadcast, and then we're going to come over and have that catered brunch on Broadway. So that'll be just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And so I'm sure that I'm missing a bunch of announcements. I will like to tell you guys that our new video that we have on our replicating sites should be up and working today and for all of you guys. And if not, it'll be up Monday, as sure. But we've been working on that. And that is a great video, by the way. It has Ken and Sandy and Liz and Pam. And I know I'm going to forget somebody. It's going to have Craig talking about his wife Peggy. It's going to have Dr. Erica Shields. It has Dr. Turner in there talking about our Thrive product. It's just a wonderful, wonderful video to explain our Thrive product. And so with that, I'm just going to take the time here and turn it over to who I have said is one of my favorite trainers in the whole world. And I was talking to Sandy the other day, and I was saying, you know, we all have strengths, we all have weaknesses, but Sandy and Ken have been in this business for a long, long time. What a great pair Sandy and Ken make in the network marketing world. They're leaders that are respected. People know who they are. And if you've ever had the opportunity to get to a point in your career business where you can generate $50,000 a month or $100,000 or $200,000 or $250,000 a month, these guys have generated those kind of incomes. And they've learned how to train people on the important things. Now, we understand that most people will never be able to create those kind of incomes, or, you know, that is an average. But, you know, if you want to go out and be able to work hard and make $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 a month, it is so great to have the people that have been able to accomplish this be able to train you. And I told Sandy the other day that I believe that her ultimate skill set is to be able to train distributors on how to become successful. So if you guys have not got a pad of paper in front of you, you should get a pad and paper, because Sandy always throws out these tremendous gems or nuggets, you know, that you need to catch, because once she gets rolling, man, there's no turning back. And so with that, I just want to turn the time over to one of my favorite people in the whole world, Sandy Virgis. Thanks for doing this, Sandy. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Steve. Now, I've got a headset on and an iPhone that's been damaged on a treadmill twice. So I hope you can hear me. But I am going to the gym. That's the good thing about charge and force and all those good things. I want to thank Steve for that introduction. He's just one of my favorite people. And we looked at this for the 3 or 4 years that it was rolling and starting, and always wanted to work with them guys. And as we brought Mark Stone, one of our top leaders from another company, in yesterday from North Carolina, he said the same thing, as he'd never met such wonderful people, honest with integrity, and gave such valuable time to care to wanting him to see what Limitless is all about. And that's what separates us from any other company out there, guys. It's a big determining factor for anybody looking at this business. I want to mention that anytime there's an event with Limitless, we need to be there, because they are absolutely lifestyle events. And Kurt Bessner was just amazing to me, and to be in the same room with an Emmy winner and actually, you know, take pictures with him, listen to him play, was just inspiring. I want to mention, don't miss the next Brunch on Broadway. I was actually a soloist with the Utah Symphony in the Tabernacle years ago, so I have a real special place in my heart for that building, and it's just a world-class event that you're going to be a part of. All right, we're going to get right to this last Blitzville. You know, I like to rhyme stuff, and I like to try to give the energy that I feel and the passion that I feel to you, so that you can carry that on. We have got summer pretty much out of the way, school starting back up, thank goodness, all of these things. I mean, these things are distractions, and they're hard. All the their vacations, et cetera, and sometimes that makes it difficult to do the things that you want to do with the business. So right now, those things are starting to come to a close, and these are the best biz building months ever, September, October, November. And I want you to understand that you are going to have the time of your life in this business if you put the focus on blitzing, blasting, and building your business, especially during these times. There's another time, January, February, March. I mean, there's always these little pockets of 3 months that you can really put your shoulder to the wheel and just blast it. You know, it's all about sharing the dream and building the team. And I've said that for years about network marketing. I had someone come online and was asking me about the products, et cetera. They've seen some before and after pictures. And she says, I said, you ought to really take a look at the business. I always say that up front. I mean, I just share the business from the get-go. And she says, oh, I just don't want to sell anything. I just don't do good at that. And I said, it's not about selling. It's about sharing your story and sharing the opportunity of the lifestyle and start living limitless, which is living at optimum levels of energy, of fitness, of just lifestyle. And then she came back and she goes, well, I could do that. So that's what this is about, is understanding how to really blast your business and build the business, not get into selling. That is not what this business is about. It's about sharing hope, a possibility, utilizing superior products to feel fabulous from head to toe. And you can't get the products of this caliber anywhere else unless you're involved in network marketing. If you're not involved in Limitless, you cannot absolutely live at optimum levels. And I'm going through some social media training with my daughter, actually, who's very, very good at that. And it's so important to share the lifestyle. So I immediately changed my cover on my Facebook to show me in the offices and show that lifestyle. All of that is real important, social media, to let people know that it's not about selling a product. It's about sharing your story and your lifestyle, okay? You're not selling diet products. You're sharing tools that can help people eat less, move more, and live limitless. And that's very, very important, because when I came into this, we come from that dieter mentality world, because that's where we've made all the millions of dollars, has been in a diet type of pill product back in the ephedra days, et cetera. And the problem is that we're all getting fatter over time. And so I did this confessions of a dieter little kind of candid little clip when I got back from the gym that showed a the box. Actually, it was a big basket. I couldn't find a toolbox. And a basket of all the products, and I picked each one up and told them, gosh, if you have a problem eating at night, here's another tool for you, Lunagen. And I kind of went through like that, and I had lots of wonderful responses and lots of people saying, well, let me order the Lunagen, let me order the glycerin, whatever, because they're tools to help you achieve those optimum results. And if you position it like that, you'll have a lot more success. You know, the core basics of this business are, and I'm free-framing all this and doing some introduction here before I get into some concepts. Core basics, that's freedom of time, freedom financially, recognition, personal growth, and making a difference. Those are the core basics. Freedom of time, financial freedom, recognition, that's so important, personal growth, crucial, because you learn to become a leader. You're not born a leader. You learn to become a leader. And growth, making a difference. And that's such an empowerment with network marketing. It's why it thrives through bad economies and bad government or whatever. Those things thrive because network marketing's core basics are so fundamentally empowering to people. You know, if you think of Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. They is the ongoing income stream, or what we call that magic of residual income. You know, I always go back to having my real estate agent, who was one of the best in Orange County, California. I mean, she was very successful and sold us a couple of homes. And she said to us, I wish I had done what you and Ken have done, because of your lifestyle. and she says, if I'm not listing or selling homes, I'm not making money. And that was eye-opening to me because it's really true. And we appreciate everybody what they're doing out there because that's how the world works. Everybody has jobs and working and all of that. But we've got to give them a kind of a better way to add an extra income stream, a better way to maybe change your career, a better way to help and make a difference. Everybody wants to make a difference. And in network marketing, in those core basics, freedom of time, financial freedom, recognition, personal growth, and making a difference, all of that comes into play in a very positive, positive way that you can impact the world. You know, Zig Ziglar, years and years ago, I remember when he talked about if you pump long enough, hard enough, enthusiastically enough, sooner or later the effort will bring forth the reward. And that's what residual income is about. You work really hard in the beginning, guys, for hardly anything because you're working towards walking away. Or that that book that's out there called Beach Money. You're working towards getting that residual income just flowing through that pump because you've worked so hard to prime the pump. I remember at one of the events, and Mark listening will remember at one of the events we had somewhere, one of the countries we went to in a former company, we had a gal from Japan that stood up and she said, her butt's on fire. And I just cracked up in the audience because her English was a little bit bad. And she just meant that she was so excited, but her butts were on fire. Well, we want you today to leave the call with your butts on fire. I want you to be so excited that you get up and say, who can I help today? Who can I share this opportunity with? Who can I help change their life, okay? But there's things that you have to do to be able to do the certain skill. You know, you've got to look at the market potential. My husband is excellent at painting the picture of the potential here. He actually saw the potential before I did because I was caught up in, you know, not wanting to leave what we were doing, making that money. But he kept saying, Sandy, the market potential. And he told me the other day the HGH market will grow from $143 billion to $206 billion by the end of 2020. That's an excess of $12 billion growth a year. And that's, guys, in the synthetic industry of shots, you know, injections. And we can replace that, even part of that, with what we've got with the Thrive HGH. And so that's why our new video is so crucial that you get that shared to as many people as possible, that you paint that picture of understanding what they have their hands on with that market potential. Okay, so that kind of pre-frames all of this. So let's talk about the introduction. Here is that there was this book I read, and it was written by someone at the top of A.L. Williams years ago, and I always quote it in there. I'm losing my voice today. He talked about the madman cycle. And that's where it's a quarterly blitz that you do personally and you do with your team. And September, October, November should be your personal madman cycle, your personal blitz, your team blitz. You can have contests with your team. You can have work towards promotions that are going on. This blitzing keeps your business new. It keeps your business exciting, and you've got to create, again, that starting out kick-off business feeling that you had when you first got involved. And sponsoring new people keeps you excited. It keeps you moving forward personally and with your team. That new energy changes your attitude because attitude, of course, determines your altitude. Zig Ziglar did. But if your team is dead, get a new team. I'm going to repeat that. If your team is dead, get a new team. I have that nurturing quality because I'm a mom and a grandma that I want to, you know, get them resurrected again. Get them rebirthed. It's a lot easier than resurrecting, that's for sure. So let's get a new team. And we look at these seven habits. Now, Eric Worre has seven steps. So we know those seven steps. We're finding people, inviting prospects to take a look, presenting, following up, enrolling, helping your new distributors get started, and promoting events. Those of you who have not read GoPro, make sure you read it because it's the core book of what network marketing is all about with regards to building it. But there are seven Habits of Highly Successful People, which was one of my favorite books, and I reread it often. I've read that book at least 8 or 9 times and listened to it on audio, and it's Stephen Covey. And we're going to kind of put these 7 habits of highly successful people in perspective of the network marketer, of building Limitless. Number one, be proactive. And I have a phrase that I pulled from a business partner back in a company I was with 13 years. And he said to me, when I was whining a little bit, he said, you can make excuses, Sandy, or you can make money. You choose. All right, so that's proactive. Be proactive. It means if something's not happening, make it happen. Step up. Do the things that you've got to do to make it happen. Oh, there's nobody doing meetings out here. So what? You do them. You know what I mean? None of my time, team gets on the call. Get on the call yourself. Those things. Be proactive. You can make excuses or you can make money. Number 2, begin with the end in mind. That means right now you've got to rewrite your goals, rewrite your dreams. You've got to visualize yourself, see yourself making things happen. Because your goal, your begin with the end in mind, is you want to build a business. Okay, you want to absolutely expand your team. Number 3, put first things first. That means you got to prioritize. You've got to schedule your day with income generating activities. And I get back to the schedule I taught way back, and I've taught for years, that you look at your week and say, okay, Monday's going to be the day I call. All day long I'm going to make calls. Tuesday, I'm going to make sure the people are at my broadcast at my house. Wednesday, I'm going to make sure I get out there, walk about. Thursday, face-to-face appointments. Friday, follow-up. And Saturday, train people. I mean, if you kind of schedule it that way, then in the nooks and crannies of your day, you can build a business because you've got a kind of a schedule, or what he calls put first things first, which I love, because you've got to prioritize. I mean, there's things that we do in a day, get to the gym, read our scriptures. I mean, there's things that we do, and those are first things first. Or somehow my children forget I run a business at my house, and they're always dropping off my grandkids, which I love, but I've always got 4 or 5 grandkids running around my house all the time, which is wonderful, but I have to prioritize. I have to say, I can't right now be on calls when I have kids throwing toys all over my office here. So you have to put things first. Number 4. I am Stephen Covey. Think win-win. Oh, my gosh, that is so network marketing, guys. Sample sponsor support. Win-win means that you win, I win. Okay, so if I help you succeed, you know, I do 3-way calls with you. I help you write your list. I help you talk to people. We team up, right? All of that stuff is think win-win. That is network marketing in a nutshell. Number 5. Think first to understand, then to be understood. That's the 5th habit of the 7 habits. And that is FORM, family. Tell me about your family and your occupation or recreation, what you do for fun, so you can deliver that message. You've got to first think to understand how this fits into their life, and to be understood, they can understand how much you love what you're doing. 6, synergize. That means to team up, watching the broadcast together, get your backyard buddy, work together as a company. You know, when we do the luncheons on Friday, that's open to everybody. All teams can be a part of that. Number 7, sharpen the saw. That is to review the claim cards that are in the back office, your fact sheets, print them off, put them in a biz binder. Monday at 12 noon, listen mountain, the training on the products. Saturday, this is the training on the webinars. Okay, so we're going to break this down. Excuse me. Keep losing my voice lately. I love talking on the phone, but sometimes your voice goes. Okay, so we're going to break this down real quickly. Let the tools talk. I am so excited. Now, Steve, can I announce the newest tool, which I'm very
proud of? Yes, please.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, the tools have to tell a story. And I have begged Lynn Allen to please show what's in those packs. So there's actually going to be a little video clip when they go to enroll. They can click on it. Lynn goes and shows them everything that's in those 3 packs. Because you know what? Then there's no there's no reasons and excuses for you not to be able to build a business, because you click on that, you tell your person to click on it, and they can look at those packs and why they should get one of the packs. That's coming out, and when is that going to be available?
Yeah, no, that'll be actually, it'll probably, that's the video I was mentioning. I know I said the Thrive video, and I apologize. The Thrive video is available right now on your replicating sites, so you guys can use that. The one that Sandy's talking about that goes through each of our packs, the $399, the $950, the $1,500 pack, Malin did a video explaining what's in every one of those, and that should be available I would say today and later today, and if not later today, it'll be in your back office by Monday.
Absolutely fantastic. And she actually shows what's in those packs and why they should get those packs. So there's another tool. So let the tools talk. It makes the duplication very simple. You know, I love that the tools tell the story of hope and possibility and lifestyle. That one thing is such a fantastic video. And if people hesitate giving you their phone number, okay, I just learned this strategy from going through this social media thing. I thought this was very, very good. They never hesitate when you say, okay, I'm going to text you a short video clip to watch that explains the Thrive HGH far better than I can. Guess what? Then you get their phone number. Because sometimes if you say, okay, give me your phone number, da da da, they hesitate. I see that a lot when I'm talking on Facebook with people. But if you just say, look, I want to text you the video clip so you can watch it. So put that in your arsenal, guys. It has absolutely worked. Three times this morning, people have given me, you know, their number so I can text in the little video. No, there are lots of approaches, and I've been stopped in the hall at the luncheons and at the fly-in, et cetera, that say, how do you approach this person? How do you approach that person? Okay, I could teach you the direct approach, the indirect, the referral, et cetera, but I'm just going to say, be fearless, guys. Be direct and get to the point. Don't hum-ha around. Don't talk around what you do. Who can I help today? Who would I love to work with should be the mantra of your morning. And just understand, just go direct. I want you to take a look, and I'm going to give you a phrase. It's a numbers game. Keep that in mind, that you've got to talk to more people, sample more people, invite more people to take a look at what you're doing, put in more preferred customers, put in more prospects into the pipeline, sponsor more, and work with those that work. Because a lot of people you put in are going to do squat. I mean, bottom line, it's just the way it is. And I reread Eric Worre's book the other day, and I loved what he called, there's either a poser, someone that pretends they're involved, and there's some of this amateur, and our goal is to become professional. So let's look at this real quick approach, okay? I want you to take a look at what I'm up to, which is pretty darn exciting. We have these fun skinny sticks that start with focus on the fun, foot in the door, that people are raving about. And a product that helps your body reverse aging that actually has 13 years of research and development and holds 14 U.S. patents. I'm going to text you a very short video that explains that. That's your approach, okay? So even if you're calling and just saying, okay, how are you doing? And they say, how are you doing? Well, listen, let me get to the point. Don't hum-ha around. I wanted to take a look at what I'm up to, which is pretty darn exciting. You've got to say that, because people in their life are not having things happen that are exciting. I mean, they're not. I mean, we are a fat, depressed, broke nation. Okay, so I want you to take a look at what I'm up to. It's pretty darn exciting. We have these fun, you put that word in there, skinny sticks that people are raving about. And that product, and a product that helps your body reverse aging, that actually has 13 years of research development, holds 14 years of patent. I'm going to text you. The short video explains that. There's your approach, okay? And then say, let me call you back in 15 minutes. I'm writing that down. After you watch the video, I'll share what's happened with me. Don't unload everything. You've got to have a process here that you let them watch the video, that you call them back, answer questions, share what's happened to you. Stop there, guys. Let the tools talk for you. Be a fanatic with follow-up. Use your MAC program. You said 15 minutes. By golly, you've got to call them back in 15 minutes, okay? And ask, isn't that exciting? And then say, I would love to run with you with this business. I'm loving it. I'm having so much fun. But this business may not be for you, and that's okay. Let's just get you started on the product. Always say that you want to run with them on the business, but then you will absolutely get them as a preferred customer. I had three preferred customers yesterday say they're interested in doing the business. So, hey, you know what? Just put it out there. You've got to listen, and I'm going to put this on because we want to create excitement. Learn to listen. F-O-R-M is old school, but it works. Tell me about your family. Tell me about your occupation, what you do for a living. Do you love it? Da-da-da-da. Ask lots of questions. What you do for fun. If I should, then this is where it gets into that Todd Smith. I think you know him, Steve. That he talks about circle of duplication. And I love what he says. If I could show you a way to add an extra income stream to your family budget, okay? Another one, if I could show you how you can have more time with your kids. If I could show you how to play more golf and make money at the same time. I mean, these are if I could show you. They go into family, occupation, recreation. You're listening. And they say, gosh, you know, I love what I do. I'm a nurse. But, boy, I just don't have a lot of time. Oh, that's a real busy occupation. When do you work nights? What would you love in your life to change? What things would you love? Ask questions. Okay, that's really, really important that you ask a lot of questions, okay? And objections, if you come up, because I'm condensing all of this down, you've got to listen and ask questions and listen again and repeat what they said. So they said, well, you know, I love my job, but I'm very, very busy. I understand. You say you're very, very busy. How many hours are you working? So you keep asking questions. They say, I don't like selling. I totally understand. It's not about selling. It's about using these fabulous products, sharing your results with those you care about, and building a little business in your spare time. Okay? It's just the way you position all this and understanding them and understanding that the foundation you have here with Limitless is so strong. It's as strong as they ever have been ever in the history of network marketing because you have science beyond the testimonials. And, of course, begin with the end in mind. What's your end? Maybe it's $100,000 a month. That's Ken and I's end. We want to at least get there and go from there. Maybe it's to qualify for Cancun. Maybe it's to just become an X3. But you got to, or maybe it's to anchor X3 legs under you. Chunk that down. Sample, bottom line. Sample 2 a day every day. Sponsor 20 new people and chunk that down. Chunk it down to September, October, November. 777, maybe you sponsor 777 each month. That equals 21. Chunk that down. 2 a week means 8 in a month equals 24 total. Get your 20 people, but chunk it down into daily income generating activities and systemize. Don't waste time. If you got an hour, make that a power hour. I always write down on my central pad every day, be intentional, meaning that when you start talking to people, be strong, be fearless, be intentional. You start this business bad, and that's okay. It's like my first student, when they come in as a voice student, they sing all wrong. I mean, gosh, they're opening their mouth too much or they're whatever. But they become better, and you become better. And then you are working towards getting to that brilliant category. And I want to just say, don't ever give up this business. Just start over. I love this one phrase when someone said, and I don't even know who said it, they said positive thinking versus positive doing. I mean, you know, wishful thinking doesn't make things happen nearly as well as working for those things it does. Yes, stay positive, believe in yourself, know what you want, believe you can get it, but above all, take action and work for it. So there's positive thinking, yeah, that's wishful thinking, or there's positive doing. And once you start doing, you become awesome at it. When I, my career, when I first started, gosh, 1,000 years ago in skincare. And I didn't know what I was doing. And I remember the first home party I had did, I held up the cleansing cream and I said, well, it says cleansing cream, I guess we cleanse. I mean, and I just had fun. But the more I did it, I became really, really good at it. And that's what this business is about. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to be brilliant at everything. Use the tools and just start doing. And when you get one good person, say to yourself, the next one's even better, and go find your people. So take advantage of this whole thing of blast split, and let's build this thing. We need to spread the word. And that's my message this morning.
Well, you know what? I'm pretty darn excited. My butt's on fire. No, that's exciting. Thank you so much for sharing those thoughts. And I just want to kind of wrap a bow around it, and we're done. I just want to mention, guys, you know, one of the things that we realize is we're coming out of what we call the dog days of summer. It, you know, we've known our whole careers in network marketing that June, July, and August are traditionally when parents have got their kids and are out of school and traveling and vacations and holidays. Those are the hardest months. But Sandy made a great, great point, guys, that September, October, and November are some of the best building months in the business. And is it a coincidence? We got our fly-in smack there October 7th, 8th, and if you come to Brunch on Broadway, the 9th. And Maureen mentioned, how do you register for the fly-in? And I'm going to look at this Tuesday morning. I want to see who's early register, you know, because we've got bonus checks coming out. We got our paycheck coming out on the 15th here that we'll be getting paid on. And the way you can register, very simply, just go to your Limitless Voice email, and you'll see Limitless Fall Fly-In, and it says register now in big blue print right there. Just click on that and register and buy your tickets now. If you're going to make your fall great, you got to commit now. And if you commit now, you'll be building towards it. So thanks, Maureen, for the reminder. Let's get everybody registered now for that, and then realize that, you know, once Thanksgiving hits in the end of November, and, you know, you've got Thanksgiving, you've got Christmas, you've got New Year's, that month to 5 weeks in there, that is also slow. But you got September, October, November, and then you got January, February, March, April, and May. So 8 out of the next 9 months are incredible, the best building months in our business as you kick off the new year after that. So, guys, you know, focus, focus, focus. Now is the time. Register for the fly-in. Commit to come. Commit to bring somebody. You know, we were fortunate. We had Sandy today do the training. We had Steve Wilson, a master distributor from another company, new leader, join us on the phone last week. We had Liz Perkins do a training. We had Cindy Maddox do a training on how she's focused on getting 1,000 executives. I mean, guys, we have some of the best things in the world to be able to tie a bow around it. I want to see all you guys at the fly-in in February. And I can't wait to see those leaders that have really gone out and made it happen this week, standing with my friends and the people that I consider really great friends here on the boardwalk overlooking the St. Lawrence River. I'm going to see all of you guys on Thursday night up there in Quebec City. And with that, we're going to end it. I'm going to take it off mute here where everyone's calling in from. Sandy, great, great job. Thanks again, and we'll see you guys later this week. So let's take it off mute.
Great call.
Thanks, Sandy. Tammy in Vegas. Great call.
Thank you much.
Thank you, Sandy. And that's Salt Lake City.
This is Carolyn.
Peggy and Craig, Arroyo Grande, California.
There they are.
Julie from Minnesota.
Ken Burgess, Provo.
Thank you, Sandy. Mark. Great call. Pam from Utah.
Mark Stone, Durham, North Carolina.
Great call.
Wisconsin, Michigan.
Utah.
Great call.
Calling in from Arizona.
Thanks, you guys.
I saw the
hey, go get registered.
Very cool. This is Alberto from Arizona.
Hey, thank you so much. Gracias, amigo.
Thanks for the inspiration, Christine.
You bet. You bet. Thanks, Steve, for being on the call, brother. See you later.
Great call, Sandy. You learned a lot. Took a lot of notes. Dr. Laura, I'll see you in Quebec.
That's awesome.